It's Dan Riccio, Randy Janda here on Point Sportsnet 650, and we are happy to be joined now by the Canucks general manager, Jim Benning. Thanks for doing this, Jim. Congratulations on the extension.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
We talked a couple of weeks ago on the program with Andrew Walker and myself, it did feel like there was a want there to get the extension, of course, but also that a bit of wonder as to when it would come down. What exactly was the holdup in the extension talks?
Well, I think we've been in communication, Trevor, Francesco, and I, since kind of last summer. For whatever reason, it just got done now. But I wasn't too concerned about when it was going to get done. I think, Francesco's been great with us, and, we've tried to explain to him, where we're at and where we're trying to get to, and he's been very understanding, and Trevor's been wonderful to work with. So, with me, I'm more in the day-to-day of the work and doing the work. So I didn't spend too much time worrying about when it was going to get done. I was hopeful it would get done, and I'm happy that it got done sooner rather than later, but I wasn't spending too much energy with that.
So did you doubt it at any point that it was coming down the line?
No, because we've been so busy. we had our pro meetings in Florida last week, and then we joined the team in Tampa Bay, and then went to Carolina, Dallas, and then home. And I'm on the phone now every day getting ready for the trade deadline. So this is, one of the busiest times of the year for us. So, when you're so busy all the time, you don't have time to worry.
4 years into the job, Jim, are you where you want to be when it comes to from personal growth as a GM, but also from a team perspective and the way that this team is rebuilding?
I think so. It's been a lot of work. From when I first took the job that first year, a lot of those players that we had that first year aren't on the team anymore. And, we had an older group where we had some success during the regular season. But, after that year, I think, we sat down and we said to ourselves, we have to try to get some young kids up and going to, give us, life and energy in the games. And so, and I think we've done that, with the Bo Horvats and the Brock Bessers. We've traded for some other guys that have, helped us. And then our continued draft picks. I think we've done a good job drafting well, and we got all these players to look forward to. So I'm happy with that.
Canucks GM Jim Benning here on Point. Dan Riccio and Randy Janda, an extension for Jim coming down this morning, and we speak with him now. Jim, you've been in the job for a couple of years now. You're going to get a little bit more time here in it, and maybe even further beyond that. What would you say you've learned here in these first few years that you can take moving forward?
Well, the hardest thing I think has been to deal with is the injuries. And I felt that this year, that first week of December, we were just starting to get confidence as a group. Travis did a good job, with the culture and teaching our guys how to play hard and play the right way. And then in a matter of 2 weeks, losing four or five guys, we just don't have the depth to overcome that right now. Some organizations that can happen to, and they still have enough other good players where they can continue on. But, where we're at right now, we just didn't have the depth.
Jim, how long is your contract extension?
It's a multi-year deal.
Specifically, are you able to name how many years at this point?
No, I think, I'll just keep it at a multi-year deal.
GM Jim Benning, our guest here on Sportsnet 650, as he gets a contract extension, a multi-year extension this morning from the Vancouver Canucks. It has been a tough couple of years, Jim, but as we see in the prospect pool, there is a lot to have hope for. Do you think this multi-year extension gives you enough time to see the club through this transitional period?
Well, I'm confident that, it will. I think, every year, we get a little bit better. We get more competitive. Our younger players have another year underneath their belt. And so, you know, get this next 2 years, I think, you know, we'll get some of these young guys up and going that can help us win. And but we're going to have to continue to, you know, do well at the trade deadline, do well at free agency, and you know, so we can be competitive and where we want to be.
You mentioned the trade deadline, Jim. What are your priorities for this team's you know, what are those deals that you got to make before February 26th?
Well, you know, you can kind of put down like all the deals you'd like to make, but you know, the reality of the situation is you got to find a partner that's willing, you know, to make those deals with you, and where it's a good fit, where it's a win-win for both organizations. So we're doing our due diligence, making lots of calls, you know, trying to figure out the marketplace. And if I can do something to improve our group now and going forward, I want to do it.
How much interest have you had in terms of, is there a lot of interest in your pending UFAs in Thomas Vanek and Eric Goodbranson?
I'm not going to talk individually about each player and the level of interest. You know, that's something that I think it's between me and the players. With Eric, we're speaking to his representatives, and we'd like to try to figure out a contract extension, and you know, and that's our first order of business. So, but I'm not going to talk about where I'm at with each player.
And Jim, in terms of that contract extension, is that an ongoing discussion? Is that still going on?
Yeah, we're in the process of you know, doing it, and you know, we'll see where we get to.
As for you know, the trade deadline is big, and you know, a couple of weeks away. Are you guys open for business? I mean, there's always going to be the talk of the pending UFAs, but how far are you willing to go in order to maybe secure some more assets for the future for this team?
Well, like I said, we're going to look at everything, and if something makes sense, we're for sure going to do it. So, you know, it's still a long ways away. I think, you know, teams now they talk about, you know, maybe what deals could look like, or you know, they ask about certain players, but I think till we get closer to the deadline, we won't know for sure.
Another question that is up in this city is the Sedins and their future. What have you talked to the Sedins about their future recently, or are there any talks that are planned with them?
No, I met with them, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now. We sat down, we had a good discussion, and we left it with we're going to, you know, revisit it at the end of the year and figure out what the next step for them is.
Canucks GM Jim Benning joins us here on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver, your home of the Canucks. He is receives a multi-year extension today from the Vancouver Canucks, who take on the Florida Panthers tonight. Of course, a game you can hear on Sportsnet 650. Jim, you talked so highly of the prospects within the organization during that news conference. Is there an area that you think needs a little bit more development within the organization?
Like, what are you asking? Specifically, what position?
Positions, yeah. Whatever you feel like you still need to kind of work on as an organization.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you never have enough good defensemen in your system, so... you know, and they're hard to find. Like, to try to find number one defensemen, you know, you have to draft and develop them. So, you know, having said that, you know, we need a little bit of luck in the lottery. There's a player out there that we feel is a number one defenseman this year, and as everybody knows, so we'll see where that goes.
You know, Adam Gaudette's been in the news a lot. He had a great Beanpot Championship there. What is the timeline in signing him? He is a college free agent.
Yeah, so he's a junior this year. So when his season's over, we'll sit down with his parents, his advisor, and with Adam, and you know, we'll talk to them and just see where he's at, and you know, if he wants to turn pro, and then make the decision and go from there.
You mentioned Thatcher Demko and what an outstanding season he has had so far. Is there a plan to get a look at all at Demko by the end of this season?
Well, we've talked about it at certain points. You know, he's getting his confidence, like, every game down there. He's just getting better and better, it seems like. So he's playing every night. We don't want to disrupt that part of his development. So you know, we'll just see where we're at here. If we have injuries or something, maybe, you know, that's when he gets a call up and a look. But we're happy, you know, him being down there playing every night and developing into what we think is going to be a real good goalie of the future for us.
Do you think, Jim, there was anything that happened this year that has helped you earn this contract extension from the club?
Well, I just think that, you know, we've worked hard to, you know, to try to get this, you know, the organization, try to get depth in our prospect pool, drafting well, developing well. We've, you know, I think we've set the culture, whether it be in Utica or in Vancouver, what we expect from our players, and our older players help us out with that. You know, I would like, you know, we would all like to win more, but I think, you know, that's going to be a product of us doing all the right things all the time.
Hey, Jim, want to congratulate you once again. You started off Valentine's Day quite well today. Hopefully the team can maybe grab a win tonight and continue that celebration. Congrats on the extension, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.
There he is, Canucks General Manager Jim Benning, multi-year extension from the Vancouver Canucks.
Sportsnet 650.